We visit the world of interspecies sports. Usually, when it's human versus beast, we expect the beast to win, but scientists say that Homo sapiens might top the animal kingdom in one event, long distance running. A bizarre foot race held in Great Britain last week put that theory to the test. NPR's Adam Cole was at the starting line.
The race begins in a tiny town in Wales. Normally, just 600 people live here, but today the population has doubled. In a narrow lane next to a pub, hundreds of runners are leaning forward in anticipation. 15 minutes later, a second set of competitors takes off after them. Welcome to the 36th Man vs. Horse Marathon. It all started back in 1980 to settle an argument between a local pub owner and an opinionated customer. About 50 horses and their riders will chase the runners up and down the Welsh hills, across streams, and past hundreds of bewildered sheep. 22 miles down the trail, a group of children are waiting at the finish line.
But who do you want to win, horses or people?
People.
People, me too. How about you? Who do you think's going to win?
Horses.
Horses, really? Very practical.
The outcome seems obvious. Horses are bigger, stronger, much faster in a sprint. They've been bred for centuries to help us humans get places quicker. But scientists say that humans still have a chance.
We undervalue just how extraordinary we are as endurance athletes.
Dan Lieberman studies human evolution at Harvard University. His research suggests that before our ancient ancestors had weapons, they hunted animals by chasing them until the prey collapsed from exhaustion. That would explain why our bodies seem to be built for running.
We have a series of adaptations that are literally from our heads to our toes.
Inner ears that keep us balanced through all that jostling. Springy tendons and stubby toes that make us more efficient. And then there's our huge muscular bottoms.
The upper portion is massively enlarged.
And that helps stabilize our trunk. But perhaps our greatest strength is the way we keep our cool. We traded in fur for a naked body covered in sweat glands, and so we can cool off while we run. Horses, on the other hand, need to pant to really cool down, and that becomes a problem when they're moving at top speeds.
The guts, the huge viscera, slams into the diaphragm with every step and prevents the animal from panting while galloping.
It makes sense, then, that the years when humans have won the man versus horse marathon, and it has happened twice, it's been hot out. This year, a cool rain is falling. Bad news for humanity. For a moment, things look hopeful, though. The first racer to reach the finish is a human, 30-year-old civil servant Hugh Aggleton.
Here he comes.
This is Aggleton's third man versus horse marathon.
When you are overtaken by horses, you feel the ground sort of start to shake as the sort of galloping horse comes up behind.
That didn't happen this year. He managed to stay ahead of the cavalry. But not far enough ahead. Remember, the runners had a 15-minute head start, so when Jeff Allen rode his brown steed Leo across the finish just 5 minutes after Aggleton, a horse was declared this year's champion.
Well done, Leo. Oh, Jeff, you did okay too. Well done.
Still, Aggleton and dozens of other runners managed to beat most of the horses.
I might make that a sort of tagline. Faster than 46 out of 50 horses.
And that means if he lived long ago, he probably would have been able to chase down dinner. Adam Cole, NPR News.